I really appreciate your being on for this conference call about how we're going to try to move our country toward energy security and break the addiction to foreign oil. As all of you know, for the past years, we've been moving in the wrong direction in energy. And now that we have a Democratic majority and a growing consensus among business and labor and, you know, communities and citizens across our country, it is time to get serious about addressing both our energy priorities and climate change. Today, I am reintroducing legislation to create a strategic energy fund. That is a $50 billion investment into the research, development, and deployment of clean energy, an Apollo project for energy, funded in part by ending the big new tax breaks for oil companies and asking these companies to pay their fair share for our shared energy future. Our future demands that oil companies become energy companies and that whole new industries be created to develop new sources of energy. I think we have to tell the oil companies to play or pay when it comes to renewable energy. We should start by repealing oil company tax breaks they don't need and go further by asking these companies garnering historic revenues to invest more of their windfall profits in alternative energy or pay into the Strategic Energy Fund. The fund starts by investing in technologies and ideas that exist right now. They can contribute to a cleaner, more independent future if we make these investments and accelerate their development and deployment. For example, we can accelerate homegrown and family farm-grown biofuels by extending the ethanol tax credit until 2012. We can guarantee loans for the first 1 billion gallons of commercial production capacity and provide $2 billion for cellulosic ethanol research. We can move us toward the goal of 25% renewable electricity by extending the production tax credit for wind power and other renewables for 5 more years. We can invest $3.5 billion into new clean coal technologies that can capture and store carbon dioxide to reduce the growing threat of global warming. We can boost incentives to promote energy efficiency in our homes and businesses. And we can put cleaner, more efficient vehicles on the road by quadrupling the consumer tax breaks for hybrids, clean diesel, and other advanced vehicles, and create new tax incentives for auto manufacturers to retool their existing facilities. The Strategic Energy Fund will also unleash American ingenuity by creating a $9 billion Advanced Research Projects Agency for Energy to ask the best minds to think outside the box, or as someone said the other day, outside the tank. You know, DARPA, which is the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, which came into being after Sputnik, has given rise to technologies as varied as the internet and stealth bomber. We need the DARPA of energy to challenge leaders in the public, private, and academic sectors to help us meet the energy challenge. You know, just yesterday I traveled through my state to try to highlight projects that were doing exactly what I'm talking about. I toured a facility in Tonawanda, New York, that is set to become the first coal plant in the United States to use next-generation clean coal technology to sequester and store carbon dioxide. In Rochester, I joined local officials to unveil a green print for the city, a plan to make Rochester a leader in energy efficiency and new jobs in alternative energy. This was the culmination of work I began last year with New Jobs for New York and the U.S. Green Building Council. And finally, I visited a biofuels facility outside Oswego, where you might recall we had 12 feet of snow about a week ago, and everybody's, you know, back in good spirits, working hard. Well, one of the reasons is because investors are turning an old shuttered brewery into a 21st century energy producer, and that'll deliver hundreds of jobs, construction jobs and permanent jobs. So in New York, we're proving that changing our energy future does not have to be a zero-sum game, unlike what we hear from the president and vice president. We can grow the economy and shrink our dependence on foreign oil. We can slow global warming and speed the creation of new jobs, and we can protect our security and protect our environment. So I'm excited that we finally have a receptive Congress and that there are so many people making unlikely coalitions, all with the same purpose, to try to encourage and, you know, get the government to act to give us the kind of framework we need nationally to take these steps locally, personally, in our businesses, and everywhere else.